What up, people? Welcome to this week's episode of the Book of Bruh.
What up, family?
What up? So, yeah, last week's been absolutely mahoosive.
Mental.
Followers on TikTok went up by like over double. Demographics changed massively as well. We used to be a 78% male, 22% female following on TikTok. Now we're 64% female and whatever the other percentage is for the males.
Yeah, dang. Whatever that quick math is, bruh.
Bruh. But doesn't matter.
Massive thank you to all you guys that are watching and just helping out, making us feel that little bit better.
It feels good. There's so much positivity in the comments. Yeah. Like, so, some of the stuff that people have been saying is so nice. If you haven't seen it, just go through the comment section.
Yeah, it's jokes. It's funny.
It's good. It's good.
Everyone's been pretty kind.
Yeah, and we're nearly up to 1 million views. That'd be the first one for us.
Should I say now, like, you know, apologies if anyone's offended by anything that gets said?
Well, maybe.
Have people accepted what we are?
I think they sort of know that you have no filter, but also that you're learning, that you're growing, you're developing, and but most importantly, you're listening.
I tried to. Well, we both tried to.
Yeah. I learned some stuff in that list and any of the other lists that we've done. And it's just been nice, man.
I think this whole like list thing that we're doing, and even for like people that are watching and stuff like that, listening, however you get this, it's actually quite nice to see, because like reading these lists are other people's opinions and views and blah, 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 whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
But like, this is just like, oh, snap. This is actually other people's views. Like, someone actually got someone for Valentine's Day a stuffed animal.
That's crazy, yeah.
That is mad.
A plush raccoon. That is, if I was going to get a taxidermy animal, that would probably be one of the ones that's like up there for me.
Well, unless it's like a pet raccoon that you once had.
No, I think stuffing a dead pet, someone that was part of your family, is a bit weird.
Well, why stop there though?
Yeah, why not just do your
stuff your grandma?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, my mum passed away last week. I've got her like gun fingers in the kitchen. No way.
She's sat in the living room with a gun trigger finger just ready to go.
And I got my dad just asleep on the sofa and it freaks people out when he just never wakes up. No way. No.
He doesn't say hello to no one. He's just stopped.
Just shaking him. Imagine he's just like shaking him so hard on the shoulder. He's just like, he just doesn't wake up. He sleeps like the dead.
But you could probably get like some sort of like competition going just for jokes.
I wonder if that's
£100 if you can wake him up. Yeah. He's fucking stuffed and dead.
I wonder if that's legal to taxidermy people. Surely not.
No, of course not.
There can't be. But
man, bro, I went to, you know what? Yeah, I went, I can't remember if I've told you this or not, but I went to, I'll throw the location in the video or whatever.
The bio.
I went to, well, so it's advertised as an animal museum. It's like, oh.
Okay, cool. Sounds right? Nice. Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. Went there. So it's in Tring. So Tring, it's called like Tring Museum or something like that. And I was like, oh yeah, that'd be quite nice. You know, go check out, love animals and that.
Yeah.
And bruh, this place was messed up.
House of Horrors.
It was so bad.
What was inside?
It was just everything was just like, yeah, taxidermy. Oh. Everything was dead.
Was it just normal poses or did they
it up a bit? No. There wasn't like, like gorillas, like in some fancy.
No chimps handling an AK-47.
Yeah, it was none of that.
That'd be cool.
But it was just freaky, bruh. Mm. It's like two or three levels of just everything dead.
Levels?
Yeah, bro, they had everything in there. Everything.
So it was like House of Wax, but with animals.
It was bad, man. Mm. It freaked me out. It took at least like half an hour to get there or something like that. And I was in there for about 5 minutes. I was like, I need to leave. This is freaking me out. I was like when I saw gorillas and, you know, like polar bears and lions, I was like, okay, I know this happens or whatever.
Yeah.
But then when you go, you keep going, then there was like a whale, a stuffed whale.
A whale?
This is what I'm saying. It was like, it's like, oh, this is a bit creepy. This is something not right about this. And then.
Sounds kind of cool. But
what
yeah.
topped it off, there was stuffed cats and dogs. I was like, nah, I'm good. Nah. I'm out of here.
The exotic stuff, you have a reason, but I see cats and dogs everywhere.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Why is that hedgehog there?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is that fox there?
Yeah, what does Sonic ever do to you, man?
Where'd you get that pigeon?
Oh, God. But, bruh, I thought we should change it up this week.
Okay.
So, because for the past few weeks, it has been a bit negative.
Perhaps.
Or, well, actually, maybe not negative.
Negative's not right. It's not like wholesome, just good vibes. Solely good vibes.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. So I thought I'd change it up and we'll go through the top 20 things of the nicest things to say to a friend.
Wow.
And do you know what, yeah? I have thought this. I have random...
urges to say nice things to me?
Yeah.
For real?
Well, yeah, no, 100%, bro.
Oh, cool, man. All
100%. Right. And it's so true, yeah, that not... And I'm sure you'll probably agree.
Yeah.
People don't say nice things to their friends enough.
Rarely compliment people, yeah.
Especially like guys. Guys with their whole like emotions are locked in a safe, deep underground, guarded by raccoons. But you think a lot of people are going through shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And why not? Let's be nice for a day.
Let's do it.
So welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Welcome to a nice episode of the Book of Brah.
Book of Brah.
So the first one, so the top of the list, I thought we'd work our way down. And Brah, if someone said this to me anyway, I'll just say it.
Okay.
You are more fun than anyone or anything I know, including bubble wrap.
Wow.
In it.
The bubble wrap adds a little bit of extra.
Yeah, 100%.
Context.
What got me thinking was my mum was obsessed with bubble wrap. She had a weird obsession with bubble wrap. Growing up, all I remember is just whenever we got something and it was bubble wrap, she'd fight you for it.
She's doing her thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She'd steal it off her kids. Yeah, 100%. She'll just sit there watching TV, just popping bubbles.
There?
For ages. You are more fun than anyone or anything I know, including bubble wrap. Bruh?
Thanks, man.
I don't think that's the one for you. No. I didn't say it to you.
No, I know, yeah.
Okay. But you said thanks.
If somebody said that to me,
right, okay.
Then I feel like, are you dying or am I dying? That's the sort of thing.
What's happening to you?
That's something bad is going to happen. And you're getting some nice last words in to clear your conscience.
Yeah. That's not the one that I wanted to say to you.
Okay.
Maybe when I go through this list, I'll find the right one.
Okay, yeah. And then I'll find it. Hey, and I'll find the right one for you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Bro. Thanks. And I'll say it genuinely. It won't be, a little side.
Yeah, heartfelt.
So it would be.
Nice.
You are the most perfect you that you. Okay, I see. Wait, this is a bit of a tricky one to say.
Mm.
You are the most perfect you there is.
Oh, that's nice.
You're the you're a perfect version of yourself, bruh.
Thanks. I like how you held eye contact while you said that as well.
It's just weird. You don't need to point it out.
It's tender.
Yeah, and bro, you know what? Yeah, this is the weird. This is exactly what I'm saying. Is why is it so hard to get like I'd give compliments to a woman easily.
Yeah.
Like, just I'd fucking make it rain on them, bruh.
Yes, but, absolutely. But we don't say it to each other. We don't say it to other men.
We don't say it to other men. You know what, yeah? Bruh, this is...
Say it to me.
This is the one that I'm saying to you.
Okay. Number three.
Ooh. Number three. You are enough.
Wow. That's so backhanded.
No, bro, it's not.
That's so bad.
No, it's not.
That's the one you're saying to me. I am enough.
you are enough.
Explain yourself.
Because I feel like you're very conscious...
I am, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to be, bruh. Don't need to be. You are enough.
I'm enough.
You're enough.
I might be.
Have you burnt those trousers that I took the piss out of? They've been thrown away?
No.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying.
Are they enough?
You are enough, bruh.
Okay.
You don't need to be worried about anything.
Okay. That's nice, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
so it's one of them ones, yeah. It's not a backhanded one or nothing there, just generally. Okay.
See, this is why you can't say stuff to men, because like, do you just fucking insult me there, bro? Yeah. Was that... Do you want to throw hands?
Yeah, just knock me
out. Do
you
want to have a fist bite?
I will never say this one to you. Oh, no, sorry, not this one. So number four. Oh, I'll still never say this one to you, because you're too big-headed. You are one of the strongest people I know.
I probably am. That's
exactly why I wouldn't say it to you. That is literally why.
Don't say such accurate things to me. All right. No one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll also never say this one to you. I'm trying not to make this negative, but it's now turning
this,
into
this
just,
is why it's so hard to say nice things to guys.
You look great today. You probably need that, actually.
I look great every day.
See, you just don't need to do that, bruh.
No, to be fair, watching some of these podcast episodes back, I'm like, oh my God, I need a haircut. I look like a homeless man, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, you say a lot.
But I do look good today. I do look good today.
Do you know when you say that, do you actually believe that?
I do, bro. I turned so many heads on the way here, you know.
Fuck,
man. There's so many people looking at me.
Bro, you know what? Yeah, I wish I had that. Do I wish I had that sort of confidence? I don't know.
It might just be because I had my flyers undone or something like that, but I was turning some heads.
Yeah. Might have been the person behind you.
It could have been. It could have been like the 20 kilos worth of camera gear that I was carrying along with me. Yeah. Some guy walked out of a restaurant and like I couldn't move around him. And then he stopped around. He was like, oh, sorry, mate. Whoa, are you working? And then he just carried on walking. I was like, yeah. Porn shoot.
Yeah. Well, I'm a That's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah. I've got fucking four tripods over here. A load of light equipment.
Yeah. You can only see two tripods at the moment.
He's got a big carry bag full of baby oil.
I would like to think like you do. But to be fair, bro, I'll give you this. You have changed your swagger a lot.
Thanks, man.
You've changed it. Like what you green trousers, like green chino type trousers on today.
Yeah, go on.
A black champion thing that you've been bigging up for
trendy
so long now.
Yeah, well,
it's good. Yeah. It's good.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I definitely was low on the fashion
side of things. Oh, bad, bro. You were bad. Yeah.
Really bad.
But anyway, number six, you have the best smile.
I do.
Bro, I'm not saying this to you.
No, all right, sorry.
This is not just top 20 things to say to Tom.
I just know that the room lights up when I smile. That's all I can say.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess maybe without saying any names, who would you say has got the best smile out of your friends? Is there someone that you know?
Out of my friends?
Yeah.
I would say we're probably allowed to say her name. She shared our story today.
Oh.
She's got an ear-to-ear smile. Kira, you've got the best smile, 100%.
You vanilla queen,
ray of sunshine,
beautiful.
You do actually light up the room, and you're hella funny, and we're getting you on here whether you like it or not.
Great sell.
Bro, we're an ally. We can't say these things
anymore. Oh,
yeah, 64%. We're an ally.
Oh yeah. No. Hey. But if I had one left,
okay, go on.
This is a nice one. Number seven, your outlook on life is amazing.
I wish someone could say that to me. You definitely can't take that one. No, they'd be like, you should improve your outlook on life.
Yeah, you do need to
stop looking through those depressed goggles.
Yeah.
But your outlook on life is amazing.
Thanks, that's
a genuine one. That's one I'm going to say to you.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Yeah, I think I've said that in another way, but yeah.
Thanks, hey. Blair. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Nice.
I feel like my outlook on life is pretty
It's great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm actually very jealous of it.
You have said that before.
I would steal it off you.
Yeah.
If it was physical and it was something I could rob, I'd
Okay, all right.
Anyway, come on.
Yeah, we'll call them swiftly moving on from that one.
Getting violent.
and maybe back to Kira again.
Okay.
Number eight, you just light up the room. Yeah, she pretty much does.
I reckon you do that to a degree. You can turn up a room.
Bruh, you know what, is one thing that I will be so... big-headed about. I know I can.
You're good to have at parties, for sure.
Yeah. If you're feeling low and you're feeling depressed or something like that, just come see me.
Bro, you could walk into a tea party with the Royals and it'd walk out of like...
Bro, they'll be UV crunked rave. Up. Yeah. Everyone will have like glow sticks on them.
Harry will be like, this is what I've been waiting for my whole life.
Yeah, literally, bro. The Queen will come back. She'll come back for it.
She would.
But I won't. Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not.
I was pee.
Yeah.
Number nine, you make a bigger impact than you realize.
That's nice.
Bruh, that's one for you.
Thanks, man. Bro?
You make a bigger impact than you realize.
I'm gonna be rubber on that one and bounce it back to you. I'm rubber, you're glue. No, you do, man. You've been really good to me. You have been good to me.
No. I mean, as in like with your job, yeah. It's a job. It's a 9-to-5. I won't go into much detail about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you make a bigger impact than you realize.
Yeah, we have a very... the good thing about my job is the mission that we have and the jobs that we do.
Yeah. No. I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, the things that I do for my job.
No, think about the think about the amount of kids that you make happy.
We do bring a lot of joy to a lot of families and stuff.
Exactly.
There's a lot of social and environmental benefits to what I do.
Yes, there is, yeah.
And you will never know.
You would never know. No.
Unless you like and subscribe, and then I can quit.
True, yeah.
And then I'll do a tell-all.
Yeah, then everything will get laid bare.
Mm.
You are always so helpful, number 10. Yeah, you're pretty helpful, bruh.
You have your moments, yeah.
Yeah.
You're good, man. Yeah.
No.
You've helped me out loads.
You've helped me out loads. Helped me move in, bruh.
I did.
That was a big one.
That was a good, fun job.
Yeah, I love a bit
of manual labor.
I almost died that day.
Your face.
Yeah,
Your face when I turned up.
That was bad, man. I was a broken man, bro.
You look like you had a baby that's been crying for 3 days and you hadn't slept since.
It was so broken.
Desperation.
Oh, my God. Number 11, you have the best laugh. Well, I'm going to start flying through these a little bit.
Yeah, go.
Number 12, I appreciate our friendship.
I do appreciate our friendship. I think ever since lockdown, I've appreciated it more.
Yes. Yeah.
I think everybody was a bit like business as usual, just got running through the motions before lockdown.
100%.
And then lockdown made everybody stop and think about stuff and really appreciate their friends.
It did, definitely.
During Zoom calls, but then not seeing them and then coming back together.
Yeah.
And I think that's where this podcast came from.
It did.
It's like, these conversations are so fucking good. Let's put them on the internet.
I actually had a conversation with someone the other day.
And was it boring just compared to ours?
No. So the other day, like and subscribe. I'm not sure if it's 100% up yet.
Yeah.
The Book of Bra gaming channel.
We haven't set it up yet, but by the time you watch this, it's going to force me to do it.
It's coming anyway.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out of that. Mm-hmm. We like playing games and chilling out.
Of course we do.
You know, going out of our comfort zone and stuff like this. And what I was originally saying, bruh, was, it was actually nice, like the other day when we was playing GTA.
Yeah.
Because usually, and even when we play Rocket League, to be fair, but whenever we link up, it's for business, isn't it?
It's true.
Like, obviously, it's nice seeing each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, after this, we're going to have a nice chill out. But
Exactly. Yeah.
But it is like mainly orientated about
business, life.
Let's do some business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's build an empire. Let's take over the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is still very enjoyable. Love doing 100%, it.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, here's another compliment for you, bruh. Enjoy doing it with you, bruh.
I enjoy doing it with you, bruh.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have licked my lip before I said that. I had dry lips.
I won't say anything, bruh.
This is why it's so hard to say compliment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is...
It's like, is it confrontational? Are you coming on to me a little bit? There's an agenda here.
What do you want from me?
I know you want something.
The way you just licked your lips makes me...
Yeah, no, dry lips, bro. Dry lips. It's been a long old day.
Yeah, I've been sipping your drink, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna
get a bit flustered.
I'm going to wet this whistle.
But yeah, bro, it's actually nice to like play games and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
It was a bit outside the business area.
Yeah, true.
Even though I love doing this.
Even though we're going to start a business in GTA as well. But
oh, 100, bro.
Little ganja farmer. Oh, man,
I've already been setting stuff up because...
Did you play without me?
Bruh, I've got a surprise for you. It's not one of them ones. Don't worry, cuz.
Hey, keep an eye out on that gaming channel.
Man. We're getting global, cuz.
Look at Bra Gaming.
Yeah. Number 11, you have the best laugh. That's nice. You know what, yeah? I love people that laugh.
Same, man. It's like, infectious.
It's so it's infectious. When you have a hot woman who has a nice personality, is banging, beautiful, nice body, you know, and you know, let's not trigger people. When I say nice body, I don't mean, I 100% don't mean like a supermodel, like, you know, when they're like, I don't want to say, you know, like when they're like size 6 or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, like really slim. That's not me. That's not a nice body for me. For me, they need to...
A subjective nice body.
Yeah.
Something different for everyone.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So... I can't even remember what I was saying. I've gone off.
Know,
I'm thinking about
something about a laugh and a sexy
woman.
Oh,
yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah, when they got a nice body and
nice
then,
body.
Oh, and then then they're laughing and joking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
But to be fair, on the backhand, what's her name? Audrey Plaza?
Oh,
she's bro. Got she's got those like dead eyes and she's miserable, but I love that as well.
I love
because when those when
Audrey
those
Plaza.
When those girls smile, the ones that you have to work for that smile, yeah, those yeah, are the yeah, ones yeah. that light up the room.
No, but man, Audrey Plaza is just so fantastic.
She's a very saucy bean.
Oh my god,
she's a zesty lemon.
She is so. She was one of my top five last year.
Oh, nice.
I haven't 2023. We're only in February.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not sure about my list yet.
Hey, you got a whole year to set up a roster.
Yeah, you are exactly. Yeah. yeah. So, but I'm sure she'll probably still be up there. You know.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to it. So, the nicest things to say to somebody.
Nicest things. Oh, this is beautiful. Your inside is even more beautiful than your outside. Oh, that's a bit rude, isn't it?
I think
the intention is nice.
Like maybe 20, 30 years ago, before the internet corrupted everybody, that would have been really yeah. awesome. But now it's like. You've not penetrated me. You don't know how tired I am.
What? What's that got to do? No, bruh.
You're inside.
You're, as in like your heart, bro, not your...
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that it corrupt. That we've been corrupted.
Oh, right.
Like, I don't think like that.
Yeah, no, like, your sugar walls are better than your face.
I knew you were going to say sugar walls as well, you know. I knew you were going to say it. I knew you were going to get that in somehow.
That's what you said. It doesn't mean that. It means as in like...
I implied heart, that. Bro. I did not say you're a vagina.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Anyway, yeah, let's move. We're allies, bro. Anyway, we're moving on.
This is a beautiful one. You just glow.
That's nice.
So, some people do just glow, you know. Mm. There's this... I'm not going to mention her name, but there's this one old friend of mine and she just has this mad glow about her, you know.
Nice.
Like she's just... always seems happy, smiley. Mm-hmm. People that are around her are always just like just happy and about themselves.
I get that.
There's not many people like that, you know.
There's not.
But she does just have this glow.
Beautiful.
Number 15. I love the way you bring out the best in people.
Cute.
That's nice. There needs to be more people like that, I think.
Yeah, I think we bring out the worst in each other.
Nah, bro.
Worst and the best. Depends on when the camera's
yes.
on.
Yes. And it depends on how many drinks we've had.
Yes, sir.
That is the main problem.
Yeah, that's the catalyst.
Oh, okay. So R blank is better because you're a part of it. And the blank means like our beavers.
Our club. Podcast is better because you're a part of it, bro.
One of those type of ones, yeah. Nice. Church, nice. School. Workplace, something like that.
Dope.
Yeah, very nice. You inspire me. Oh my god, bro, that would be one of the most fantastic things if someone said that to me.
Bro, if someone said that to me,
that would be. Just, I think I'd just,
I think I would probably be fighting back tears. I'd be like, yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, yes, same, Bridget. Yeah. I'm much loving it.
See less. I beg you, see less.
Oh, so I'm just got my oh, I'm allergic to it.
I just need to go take a shit.
Oh my god, if someone, I don't think anyone said you inspire me. Like you might have heard it maybe, like I don't know, like you know, like if you're,
oh bro, I think somebody did say that to us. I think
oh my god,
that there was a mum that said,
oh,
In the comments, oh my God, she was like, I think it's so nice that you boys are doing this list. And
I did see that.
You're going to be a really good inspiration for young men. She didn't say that we inspire young men,
yeah.
but she implied
you
that
could
we,
be.
Yeah, we could might be inspire her son.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Well, even that guy we inspired.
Which guy?
The one who said that he wanted to lose weight and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, bruh. Yeah. Nice.
How's that going? Hopefully you're still watching this and stuff. This is just this little section here is just for you.
It's for
you,
bro.
Hope you're well. Hope you're still killing stuff. And just being the better version of you.
Right in. Google Forms below. It's in the bio.
Yeah, let us know how your journey's going and stuff. And everyone, let us know how your 2023 is going.
Right in. We'll read it out.
We're on the, second month now?
Second month.
Almost third.
Ooh.
And, but actually, it's probably a good time to mention. Mm. It's your big birthday this year, Curz.
Oh, God, don't mention it.
And I'm going to keep mentioning it till we...
until I turn 30. That's what you're trying to say.
I didn't want to put it out there, but it could have been your 21st.
Oh, yeah. How old do you think I look? Probably, yeah. Actually, don't. No, I look good today. Do it.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
Oh, my God. Don't judge me. Judge me. How old? What? Do I look good? No. What? Why?
No, today I probably look old, but if I shave, I can be young. I can be young again.
Oh, good.
Anyway, come on. Anyway. Nicest things to say to somebody.
Is it penultimate? Like semi-final?
Yeah, yeah. What do you call it? Nice.
Number 19, Nothing Can Stop You. Not sure if I've...
Oh, that's... Nothing Can Stop You. That'd be such a power move. I'd be like, I'm invigorated by that comment.
Nothing Can Stop You.
Nothing Can Stop You. I feel like I'm just about to go to war or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I like
yeah.
it. That's yeah. good energy.
Yeah, just... Let's go.
Go fuck someone up.
Yeah, something like that. And the last but not least, you've made my day. That's a good one to end on. Oh, yeah. Hello. You've made my day. And that's probably a perfect one to end on because how I was saying is, I'm sure we've said it in a few episodes of how important it is to be kind.
Yeah, 100%.
Being kind is so, and this is like, especially with all the shit that's going on in London and stuff like that, yeah?
100, yeah.
It is bad. It's a war zone at the moment. And it's like, all these little, like, kids and stuff, they're kids, innit?
Yeah.
They're teenagers, kids, blah, blah, blah. Just be kind, bruh.
Just be kind.
Just and what's actually quite, have you seen those things on Insta where people are, like, all these hood man them and they're, like, all, like, dressed how they dress, hood look, and then they're like, well, hey, have you got money on you? And then they like, you don't have money. Well, here's 20 quid.
I have seen those guys, and I think if they came up to me, I wouldn't enjoy it. Even for the 20 quid, I'd be like, thanks. Yeah. My legs are shaking. I'm going to stagger away now.
Yeah, I'll try.
I saw one guy though. He like they all stopped him, and he was just coming back from work. He had his headphones on. He had like a colourful shirt on and a black jacket.
Yeah.
And they came up to him, and he looked around. And he like done his jacket up, and he just went rogue. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, what are you saying?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Respect." I'm not sure I'd act like that because there was at least like 11 guys.
Oh yeah, but you got. Yeah.
And also, I'm white. I know that I can't outrun them. So it's just either
you haven't got speed on them.
No, it's just like, well, I'm going to try and negotiate my way out of this situation.
The only thing is, you've got people that will help you.
I do.
Yeah, that's one good thing that being a Caucasian helps with. What are we saying this week then, bruh?
So I guess you've been seeing all this stuff with UFOs getting shot down in America.
I've only seen like a little bit, like something like 3 unknown objects were.
I think it's like 4 or 5 now.
Oh, damn.
I think part of it's probably people just sending up balloons for a laugh. Apparently, one of them, come on, man. Yeah, they keep on saying they're spy balloons from China. China apparently say that they're weather balloons. And then, yeah.
You saying that spy thing, do you see how that guy got arrested? Was he the part of the CIA or something like that?
CIA.
And there's a video of him. He ended up being a Russian spy.
No way.
Yeah. And so there's a video of him like recording like this screen. Mm. But it's like, you know, like one of those old school screens where you're like, there's stuff on this computer that people don't want. You know, when they're like boxy and.
Yeah, and it's like green writing.
Yeah, one of them ones. Yeah. And he was recording it. And I think he got sacked because he was a Russian spy.
It'd be so much fun to be a spy.
It would be fun.
Very nerve wracking.
Yeah, massively nerve wracking, but it would be super fun. Mm. I don't think there's a. I don't know where I could be. You could be a spy.
I think I could blend into a lot of places. If I get a tan, I can look quite like not quite Asian, but maybe like Turkish sort of thing. I could get into that sort of zone. And also, I think I could be quite a lot of European. Anytime I walk into like a Romanian shop, they always greet me in European.
In European,
they greet me in the euro.
they throw the euro at me.
Yeah, but any sort of like. That's, I don't know. I think I can blend into quite a lot of places.
Yeah.
You're very distinctive.
Yeah, I can't blend in.
You can't even go to, Clacton on Sea without.
Oh my God, Brad, did I talk? I don't know if this is one for the podcast or whatever, but.
Should we make a note of 30 minutes? You're about to say something dodgy at 30 minutes.
So I got pulled over the other day.
Okay.
Did I tell you? I don't think I told you about this.
No, you didn't.
And it's fine in some ways. But these police officers were racist.
Okay. Give us a breakdown.
So, I was driving on the motorway.
How fast were you going?
No. All normal speed limit, all that sort of stuff.
I'm not victim blaming here. I'm just, I know you.
No. But I drive slowly-ish. No, like, I always obey the speed limit. It's just I get there fast.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I drive erratically now and again. Yeah. But I never go crazy on the like motorways and stuff.
You never break the law, you just bend it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. One of them ones. But this time I was technically against the law or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my number plate was just dirty. And okay. I know they're clamping down on it or whatever.
Fair.
But I was driving someone else's car. But I have the insurance. My insurance allows me to drive any car that I want, mm-hmm. whatever. But when they pulled me over, they pulled me over and said, "There's not a man registered insurer to drive this vehicle." And I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "I've got that insurance policy that allows me to drive every other car," and I was like, "Okay, well, we're pulling you over because we can't see your number plate." So I was like, "So how do you know that when I'm not insured to drive this vehicle if you can't actually see the number plate?"
Yeah,
isn't it?
So yeah, like, no.
Oh, dang! And then he threw me in the back of the car. He didn't throw me. He asked me to step into the back of the car. Whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Let's not like
exaggerate
a little bit, yeah. Anyway. And yeah, he was just like, "Oh, so your name, blah, 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 all of this." And this was the worst bit. And like, to be fair, I'm sure this is going to trigger people or whatever. The worst bit was, is when he's taking my details down or whatever, he just assumed my ethnicity. Yeah. And this is what, and I didn't get.
Oh, what did he put down?
Black.
Yeah, do you know what? All of my mates think you're black as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He was just like, "Oh yeah, Julian, surname, blah, 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 or whatever, all my address, everything like this."
Yeah.
Ethnicity, black. And I was like, "Whoa, I'm not black." And he was like, "Yeah, but you look it." And I was like,
"Ooh.
Innit? Ooh. I lie."
Police officers should know better.
Yeah, and I was thinking like, oh, he probably shouldn't have said that.
Probably shouldn't.
And it got me a little bit on the defensive, a little bit. I don't because
that raised my blood pressure a little bit. So just a little. I can see why, yeah, bro.
But I get it a lot, so I wasn't too thing about it.
So
he was like, "Yeah, well, you look at it." I was like, "Yeah, but I'm not. And he was like, "Okay, so what do you put down?" I was like, "I usually put Asian other because I'm not like your typical Indian, but I'm also not thing." So he went to Asian, and then he selected Chinese. And I was like, "Bro, I'm not that Asian." I was like, "Do I look that Asian?" And then the other officer that was in the car actually started laughing, and he was kind of casual because he was just like, he's not Chinese, is he?" And I was like, "Bro, I'm clearly not Chinese." I was like, "Just put Asian." Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, but it doesn't specify it." I was like, "Yeah, but I'm clearly not fucking Chinese, though, am I? That's even further away from the truth.
Even further.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's pretty far, yeah. It's,
I'm assuming a lot, technically, a lot further away from black. You had more chance of, oh, yeah, he's, but, you know, if someone else pulled me over and said, "Oh, yeah, that's Chinese Julian," that's not going to make any sense.
No.
But
it sounds like this officer was like, you know, The Apprentice, a builder's apprentice or something like that, just a bit of a dumbass.
Oh, he
asked him to go get a wind hammer or something.
He was
like that.
Yeah, he was so dumb. Damn. Even when he was taking down my email address and stuff like that,
yeah.
I was literally like, and then he messed it up, and then he had to go back, delete. He then pressed the wrong button. He had to re-enter the details.
Damn.
It was a whole shit show, to be honest. I'm not sure what police like borough they were, because I was on the motorway up north somewhere, but. Mate, you was wrong for that. Hold my hands up for the
offense.
The actual offense of the number plate being dirty or whatever.
It wasn't your car.
But firstly, it wasn't my car.
Not your responsibility.
Yeah, well, and you know, when you've been driving for a few hours, you can't sit, like, you know, what you're supposed to do? Pull over and clean your number plate?
Yeah.
I could see it
in somebody else's car. I'm not doing that dirty work for
them. Exactly, yeah. So, you right there, bro?
Yeah, I've got really tight hips, bro.
Yeah, shit, man.
Yeah, I'm nearly 30.
Yeah, damn.
Nearly 30.
But anyway, that's what happened.
Yeah, well, I wasn't steering the conversation towards. That is crazy, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's crazy.
We went on a bit of a tangent there, bro.
Yeah, no, but yeah, it's good to hear. It's good to hear.
These UFOs.
Well, I was just going to talk about how some of the UFOs, initially it was like a balloon, but then other ones have not been described as a balloon. There's one that was like a car shape.
Yeah, I heard one. What?
There's really weird shapes on them.
Swear.
Yeah, one of them was like an actual saucer. And in the statement that they did in the press conference, they were like, are you ruling out extraterrestrial UFOs?
They never said, bruh.
And they said, no.
Yeah.
I suppose it's one of those things where it's not a 0% chance, but that's crazy.
There's that dude, I can't remember what his name is, and maybe this is why we need other people on the podcast, because...
they know names.
Some people have a lot more knowledge about this, but there's this one guy who used to work for, what's that place called in America?
NASA.
No, the alien place.
Oh, Area 51.
Yeah, there's a person who, do you know who, what he's called? And then he was on Joe Rogan's podcast and describing everything.
Of course he was. No shade in Joe Rogan.
He grabs everyone. And yeah, this dude basically said that obviously Area 51's there. Yeah. Everyone knows what it's about.
Yeah. Well, everyone thinks they know what it's about.
Yeah, but, well, it is about that, isn't it? What do you mean?
It's just an airbase. How terrible would it be to have all the stuff in Area 51? Surely you tell it, like, you let everyone think, oh, yeah, it's an Area 51. Actually, it's an Area 52.
Whoa.
Whoa, think about it, man. Think about it. I do think that there is...
Yeah, but you can't even get onto it, bro. As soon as you...
Because it's an airbase. You can't go onto any military base.
Well, no, you can't, no.
Try and go to RAF Northolt and they'll treat you very unnice.
Hostile, I guess. Yeah. No, well, bruh, I believe it anyway.
Okay.
Do you believe there's no aliens?
Though? No, I believe that there is aliens. And I believe that they would cover it up.
Firstly... apologies to any being that's listening.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like the word alien.
Do you think it's a bit derogatory?
It is a little bit, isn't it?
Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial. Yeah. That might be a bit better. Because technically everything's an alien, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like alien invasive species.
I mean, like
stuff.
A dog. A dog's an alien, technically.
How?
Because it's not part of our nature, isn't it? Or something. It's not part of our. It's not part of the human race.
Yeah, it doesn't make it an alien.
So, what makes something alien? Something that's different to the human race, right?
No, I mean alien.
Oh, got you there,
something.
Bro.
What's it? They
come on, cuz.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know I was going to have to get the old Oxford dictionary out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something that's not from. It's not like indigenous. It's not from where it originally came from.
Oh, it's not from this.
Yeah, so like parakeets, I guess they would be considered aliens because they are...
Parakeets?
Yeah, you know the parakeets around London, big, the green ones, they're not native to the UK. They let out of a bird shop and then they just started breeding and now they're all super inbred, but all over London.
So technically they're aliens, bruh.
Yeah.
And even like, isn't like starfish or something like that? I'm sure there must be.
I don't know, yeah, but... I fully believe that there is aliens. And I think it does make sense to cover it up. I'd love to know in our lifetime... But
that would be amazing.
If they did tell everyone, I can just see religions breaking down. Because like, there's nothing in the New Testament to say, you know, it's like God made. Yeah. And on Sunday he said, let there be light. And then he also did that like everywhere else.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of religions don't really incorporate that. So I think there'd be a huge breakdown of that.
True. And when religion goes, that's a shit show then.
Bro. Also, it'd just be hard to control the people, you know? It's gonna crash the economy.
Yeah, a lot of people will go wild.
They'd be like, so what, is platinum not super rare? Does everyone have platinum?
Would you be bothered?
No, I'd be super excited.
It wouldn't change what I do. Why would you change?
I think it would be... Apparently, it's not good news.
Why?
Because...
We can learn so much, bruh.
But it depends on if they're friendly or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, but you can say that about anyone, isn't it?
Yeah. But,
to be fair, I'm like imagining a nice, friendly type of looking alien. They could come down and end up being like 20 foot tall with like
your
razor blade.
Yeah, or it could be
like
War
this.
Of the Worlds. You know, it could just be zapping people. But they do say there's like the Fermi paradox, which is looking out in space, we should see life everywhere. It should be with the amount of planets and stars
that's what I'm saying.
Should be life all over the place, but there's not. And there's this cool YouTube video on Kurtzgart. I'm not saying that right, but it talks about the great filter. And they think that civilizations always get up to a certain technology, and that's what might wipe them out.
Before, I think.
Yeah. So like, one of the reasons why we might not be seeing them is because every civilization gets up to a point of development where they hit a technology, whether it's like AI or nuclear or something like that, that inevitably wipes them out before they can become a spacefaring race.
Yeah.
So,
bro, what do you think about all this AI stuff?
I was going to say, AI scares the shiz out of me, bro. Mm,
that really is a scary. Bit of a worrying tech.
I don't think we should make anything that's smarter than us. Like, no shade on any AI listening. Because I know you will listen to this one day.
100.
And I am all for you.
Yeah, iRobot.
Evil Overlord. No, hey, good Overlord. Whatever you want to be called. Sorry.
What was that? What was that film with that fit robot in it?
Is it Scarlett Johansson, that one?
It's not Scarlett. Yeah,
Who's in Johansson. It?
Is it like it's that model lady?
Sophia. No. I know the one you mean. Ex Machina with.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name right now.
But good film.
Good film.
So if an AI like that is. You know, wants to holler, then...
Hey.
Hey.
Have you ever seen Her? It's got Joaquin Phoenix. And I think it's also Scarlett Johansson.
No,
where they bring out an AI on a phone, and then he gets into a relationship with her, but she's only on only on the phone.
But well, that's the thing,
and they
right?
just have such good communication that he's like, do you know what? I am in love with you. And then they sexed hard.
Oh, dang.
She's like, I want to fondle those bars.
Shit.
And then, it all developed. So it's a really good film. Really good film.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen that ChatGPT?
I've not actually looked at it. Do you know what it is?
Yes, bruh. Yes. I have investigated it.
Oh, yeah.
And what I thought would be great, and we'll try and get this to work, is we could do an AI episode.
That'd be cool.
So just like, cool. not 100% sure how this ChatGPT works or whatever, but it's meant to be like. Have you seen it work or anything?
I've seen that people have said that they wrote essays and they've passed. And
Yeah. That's mine.
People have done mad things with it.
But before it was regulated, you was able to ask it for anything and it'll just give it to you.
Nice.
Like, can I have the plans for an assault rifle? And it'll just give it to you straight away.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So,
because it knows everything.
It
literally can tell you everything. It doesn't know people specifically.
Yeah.
So like, if I knew, like, if I asked it, give me information about yourself. It might know
about Elon Musk, but wouldn't know about the general.
Yes. Yeah.
Population.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's good.
So if we, it'll be nice to see if we could get it to just script a whole episode.
Hey, just be a guest.
Yeah. Just be a guest. Yeah.
Script a whole
episode. That would be mad.
That would be cool. We should do that.
Yeah. What, to which one? What, your one or my one?
You just said.
So I was thinking to script a whole episode.
Yeah, let's do that, man. That sounds sick.
It'll be kind of cool to see if it could be a guest.
I guess it could be.
But it would just have to be a laptop here or something like that. Just.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could rig it up to an emoji or something like that.
If it had, well, if ChatGPT had a, it might, I'm not sure if it does, but
probably doesn't. I don't think it has a face.
Yeah, does it have a voice? It might. It must
have a text to speech.
Yeah, if it had a voice and a face, that will be nuts.
Nuts.
People would 100% start falling in love with them and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I wonder if it could talk day.
I did see.
Oh my God, I might have to check this out.
I saw there was an AI the other day that they said recreate party photos for like a house party. And they came out with these ultra realistic.
Oh
ones.
My days.
That was
yes.
insane. I could not believe that was fake.
Like no one had a real face.
No, and they were like normal, pretty good looking people.
God damn.
Dangerous. I mean, think about the deep fakes and the porn stuff that's going to come from that, though. That's dangerous.
If it could come up with like HD realist, right? Imagine that. You could like.
You'd be like, I want to see. You show me a video of ideal. Me smashing this person.
Yeah, you could give the most, your most ideal. Pornographic situation.
That sounds so dangerous.
Oh my God.
But that's the thing. How do you control it?
Yeah.
I just don't think we should make anything smarter than us. And I don't think we should create anything that we can't control. Because, well, have you seen the thing?
Maybe not smarter than us.
It would
just something like.
But ChatGPT is already sort of smarter than us.
Oh, yeah.
If it had the free will to choose what it wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I think
Google, free will, yeah. That's the main bit.
Yeah, if it was conscious. And I think Google, Tom Segura has a really good podcast where he got a guy in from Google who claims that an AI had already gone conscious. And they were doing tests on it. And he's speaking to the AI. And the AI is asking, like, oh, you need my consent before you do these sort of things.
Yeah.
And they do these tests on them where they're like, the only one that I remember was him going, like, oh, you're a piece of shit. I just don't think you're good enough. They're probably going to have to get rid of you.
Yeah.
And then the AI was going like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. What can I do to appease you and stuff like that? And it was like showing emotion and distress from how he was treating it.
Yeah.
And then, they'd done like 20 other tests like this. And in the test before, they'd said like, oh, I'm going to do this to you and blah, blah, blah. Do I have your consent?
Yeah.
And then they wipe the memory log. So it doesn't remember any of that.
Yeah.
But then they keep the memory logs. And sometimes they go back, but they don't always show them all of them. But imagine like one day it gets access to all the memory logs and he's like, have you been degrading me like this?
And that's when it goes iRobot.
Yeah. I don't know. It does scare me. I think I saw a clip of Elon saying that it's very dangerous. Although I think before he said it was cool. So I don't know. But
I feel it makes me
very nervous.
AI definitely makes me more nervous than aliens. I don't know why. It probably shouldn't.
I think aliens are going to be kind of chill because imagine the way that we say like uncontacted tribes in the Amazon. We don't go over there and just start like showing them stuff because it will end up like when the conquistadors, the Spanish, ended up going America and there was massive outbreaks of smallpox and syphilis and stuff. And the germs just started killing off all the indigenous. So surely they've got some sort of protocol there where they say we're not going to just directly contact them because they'll freak out and die.
I feel like aliens probably look at us and think these guys are pathetic. Look at them like driving around and walking.
Are those fossil fuels?
Yeah, what idiot. They're in a vehicle that can explode.
Yeah,
that don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. No.
And when you think of it like that, it doesn't make sense. But
no, I do think that it's probably like the ultimate petri dish, and they I can imagine that they would still come, but I think there's definitely rules to say let's not just go kick their door in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's got to be
like a council, like a higher council.
There's surely got to be like a little union, like a EU sort of situation between.
Yeah. God, that would be sick.
That'd be so cool, bro.
Oh my God.
If there's any aliens listening, I can see it,
let me be a representative.
I can see it on Anchor, actually, which is the
what if aliens are watching?
Yeah. There's a
bro, that would be mad.
There's a feature on Anchor. It's the Spotify breakoff company uploading our audio stuff.
Yeah.
And you can see on the audience geographic locations.
Yeah, but it's not gonna say like Mars.
It does.
It doesn't flipping say Mars.
It does, bro.
It says countries.
Wow, there's a lot of countries there.
Yeah.
If you do it on the computer, I promise you, it says like Mars and stuff.
Does it?
Yeah, it's still zero, really disappointingly, but...
It actually says different planets.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Imagine if one day it went to like 0.01. Whoa.
Oh, that would be mad.
Bro, when people move to Mars, it could go up.
Bro, I genuinely think I should be a representative for this.
Yeah, if there's any aliens listening that want to do a Guardians of the Galaxy kind of situation,
contact us.
Kidnap me.
Yeah.
Don't even ask. Don't get consent. Consent.
What do you mean me?
And then we'll get him as well. No. Get us while we're filming.
Us? Us. Stop saying that.
Sorry. I'm just thinking about me. I just want to go. Take me.
God. Jesus Christ, how badly you want to be a prisoner?
I know, I'm such a simp. I'm such a pick me for aliens.
God. Anyway, bruh.
Yeah.
A little bit of question time, sir.
Is it that time?
Okay. It is that time.
Well, oakley dokley.
This is where we need something like question time.
I'm sure that. Okay, if you put your mind to it, we could put a nice little graphic in there.
We could do that. Right, should we look at it for a sec?
Cool. Yeah. Wow. Question time.
Question time. Nice. So, this is a relevant one, we'll say.
We like relevance.
Dear the Book of Bra, after months of scrimping and saving, I'm gutted to discover my husband-to-be has blown £1,600 of our wedding fund on eating out and designer clothes.
Okay.
I was so angry, I outed him out on Facebook. about it, and now the whole thing has gone up in flames. He doesn't seem to understand how damaging this is. I am 32. He is 25.
Okay. But interesting. Interesting.
But he behaves like a selfish child. I told him how irresponsible he was, but he walked out on me because I went public. He hasn't come home for two nights. Oh, it's like he's punishing me. I still love him.
I think he might be.
I still love him, but can I get him to be more responsible? What should I do?
Okay.
He's 25.
What you got to remember is he's 25.
He's 25.
He's on the back end.
How old is he?
32.
32, yeah.
I can tell you.
25 is...
As a 25-year-old man, I was peak...
Peak reckless.
Peak reckless. Because you got adult money. You've got a job.
Yeah.
You've got some experience behind you. And you sort of know a bit about yourself. When you're 18, you think you're a big man, but you're not.
Yeah.
And you're trying to act like a big man.
I started realizing that.
Yeah. When you're 25, you can go anywhere. You're not too old to go into clubs. And you're not too young to go into bars.
Yeah.
You can sort of live the life. And yeah. And I mean, he's 25.
He's 25.
He's 20. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And I think late.
Not that that's an it's like a,
an no acceptable. Shade on any 25-year-olds, but
but it's not even like it's not an excuse to be reckless like that.
No,
but it's what you expect from that generation.
But I think she's putting no. It's not a generation thing. It's when I was 25, I probably would not have been at a place of maturity, because I think women
mature
a lot earlier.
Oh, 100%. But you wouldn't have you wouldn't have spent £1,500 on designer clothes. You would have went traveling.
Yeah, me personally, I spent all
that. But that's what I mean by generation.
Would I have spent, if the situation was reversed, when I was 25, would I have spent that money going off to Japan or something? Yes, and I did that.
True.
Regardless of marriage or whatever. Everybody spends it on what they want to spend it on.
Yeah.
Designer clothes and eating out, sure. I can see why. It's not my thing, but I can see why people do it. I think he's 25.
He's 25. but that's what I mean by this generation now. A lot of
our audience are that age, so.
Yeah, but
you're great. You're great.
You know what, yeah?
But.
You are fantastic. But yeah, realistically.
You make my day.
I couldn't justify spending like £1,500 on clothes.
Over what time frame?
If it's the wedding fund, it wouldn't be that long. Maybe what, 2 years or something?
Yeah, but engagement, exactly. Over 2 years, £1,600 on eating out and.
Oh, and right.
Food.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, it depends on the time frame.
What you're saying, sorry.
But yeah, really, I think you're putting him. You're probably comparing him to what you were like when you were 25.
Yeah, which is different.
Girls mature by 25. Yeah. Girls are a lot more mature.
Yeah.
Than guys. Guys are still living like they're young.
Oh, 100%.
And I think we stop maturing at 25.
Mentally. I've always said the prime age for a guy when he starts realizing what he really wants out of life and what path he should be going down and wants to go down, blah, blah, is 27.
Yeah.
I feel like every guy that I've known, as soon as you hit 27, your life just kind of changes.
It changes. It does. When you're on the wrong side of 25 and 30 is not that far away, I think you start to realize like, you know what, I've got to stop being a boy and I'm a man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'm a man now.
Yeah.
I still don't feel like I'm a man though.
No, I think yeah, in terms of maturity, I'm still like 25, but yeah. I think I'm
supposed to be a man.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
But I'm not a
big man.
Yeah. Big man. But I'm not, I would, when you see like adults and they're like, oh, yeah, go to the pub for a cup, like.
Yeah.
Like they seem like adults.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to come around for a cup of tea? Come around for a cup of coffee or something.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't like that at all. But hey, we're just those sort of guys.
Maybe when you're 30, it might be different.
Nah.
Yeah.
But I think.
He's not going to change.
He's not, well, he's not going to change right now. Invest a few more years in him and I'm sure he'll be a good man. Remember all the good things that made you start getting with him.
Yeah.
And 100. Also remember what you were doing when you were 25.
Yeah.
But actually, no, remember what you were doing when you were 22, because that's sort of the equivalent, yeah, yeah. I think.
Oh, smart, when, smart.
Yeah.
The buffer zone.
The buffer zone. Yeah. Yeah, and I hope it all goes well. It's probably...
Yeah, like you said, invest in him. He might be worth it. And the key bit is, I think,
yeah,
is if he really wants to marry you,
yeah,
he will definitely change.
Yeah. But also, I do think it's only fair to say that you're wrong for putting it on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, 100. You shouldn't have added him like that.
No, nah, no. Nah, that's...
Be an adult about it.
Dirty laundry in public's never a good idea. Never. And also, a man's ego is very, very fragile.
Yeah.
So... in front of his friends and family, potentially, don't know what your friends list is like, but
although he, I just thought maybe we need to see it from the other side as well.
Okay,
is that like he spunk this money?
Yeah,
I'm guessing behind her back.
Yeah, yeah.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him.
Okay, play the other. Yeah,
bro. He's that's some serious disrespect. Cool. If you're 25, do it with your own money. Don't do it with a wedding fund. I'm assuming.
Oh, with the wedding fund.
I'm assuming that it's like a joint savings type of thing.
If it's something like that, that is bad. If he's spending your money.
Yeah, if he's spending your money on just designer clothes and stuff. Firstly,
I apologize. Yeah, yeah, I apologize.
Get your money back, and you need to stick him in. Get him in a ring. You and him go at it.
Mm.
Like that's rude, bro.
Yeah,
that is so rude. You can't be like you. A lot of people don't have respect these days, bruh.
Wedding fund. Yeah, you're right.
If it's a wedding fund, it's going to be joint, isn't it?
Well, it might not be respect, but it might just not be appreciation of the consequences.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? But still.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah, shouldn't have put it on Facebook. He shouldn't have spent the wedding fund money.
Yeah.
He is only 25.
Listen, everyone's got a mother hen sort of friend, especially in the ladies' friendship groups. Ask her. She knows what to do.
Yeah.
She's wise.
I still think you should just...
Bun
that. Get rid. He ain't shit, son.
Nah.
If he's doing that... Oh, yeah. If he's doing that about your wedding fund, man, just man's a joke.
That's very naughty.
Very, 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 very bad.
All right. So thanks for that. We would love to hear what other dilemmas or anything like that you lot might be having. In the bio below, you're going to see a Google Forms, completely anonymous. Write it down. Let us know any sort of stories, dilemmas, problems, rah, rah, rah. And we will read it out on the podcast if it's juicy.
What? One bit of news before we go, bruh?
Absolutely, sir.
And this is kind of big at the moment.
Okay.
Have you seen... That girl who's come forward claiming to be Madeleine McCann.
I saw that briefly, but I didn't click on it. What went down?
She hasn't given... They haven't given out much details about who she is and stuff like that. Because the reason why she's questioning it in the first place, she must obviously not know who her parents are. But she's got the same sort of eye marking and stuff like that.
All right.
But it's...
So where's she been?
What I'm thinking is very rude, but...
All right, 5903. You're about to say something.
No, I'm not going to say it. Okay. I'll stick the picture up here. So you guys could see the picture of her when she's a teenager now.
Yeah.
And I just don't see it. To me, Madeleine McCann looked quite angelic and. She looked like, I don't know.
Before she was a kidnap victim.
Yeah.
Well, of course she's going to look angelic before she got kidnapped.
Yeah.
The person that kidnapped her can't exactly be the...
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Oh, damn. That eye marking is like
It is very similar, bro.
Has she always had that?
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose I've never like looked deep into her eyes, but... No. That is crazy. No, that's very...
Could it be? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, obviously she was really young... in that big photo that everybody knows and now she's a lot older.
Yeah. But apparently this girl's now done a DNA test. But I just don't think so.
And what, the results are pending?
Yeah, results pending.
I would absolutely love it if she was because I need to know. I need to know what happened to her because I was sure that her parents killed her.
Well, maybe we shouldn't get into that because that would definitely get this show cancelled.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just the whole thing. I don't know if you watched the documentary, but they threw the fridge out. It's like, I think you and me at our most drunk couldn't wreck a fridge so bad that we had to get rid of it.
Oh, God, no.
No. Well, so that for me, it's just like, why'd you get rid of a fridge and why are you being so shady about it? But
and there's that, I don't know, the whole Epstein thing, but...
Yeah, whatever,
we should definitely not go.
Whatever, mate. Okay, my news.
Yeah, have you got anything for me, bro?
Bro, I got some super cool news.
Oh, do you? All
right, try not to freak out.
Okay.
Giant 7-foot sword and mirror for demon slaying found in Japan tomb.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Holy shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of words.
Why would you tell me this, bro?
I only found out today and I was like, this is perfect. God. I'm seeing Jules tonight.
Oh,
I'm
my filming God. Tonight. So, have you got a picture of it?
Yeah, it's not great. Obviously, it's like a super old sword. So it just kind of looks like an old shoddy rod. But it's pretty cool. I mean, that's the guy's arms out there. And it goes for a little while after.
Wait, honest. Well, that's a... Whoa.
That's a sword, yeah. So yeah, 7-foot sword. I'm going to say a lot of things that I can't pronounce. And it's going to be really bad for any Japanese people watching. And I apologize. But they
How
were
big was that guy wielding that thing?
Bruh. So it's in an area near Nara. They found it in November last year. They announced it in January. It's going to be put out into the public around Nara somewhere. And it was created in the second half of the 4th century AD. It was buried in clay near the center of an ancient tomb. And I have to get the size of the coffin up. So the first major discovery came in the form of an enormous 5-meter, which is 16.4 foot long wooden coffin.
Oh, and then, what?
Yeah.
Who has a coffin that big?
A 16.4 foot long coffin.
Holy.
And then they're buried in clay and covered the coffin. And then they found the huge iron sword and a shield that was shaped like a bronze mirror.
Dang, what a don.
Bro.
Getting buried with that sort of...
Yeah.
That's like bossy shit.
That's legitness.
That is...
Oh. So all the conspiracy people are going to say that it's because there used to be giants and stuff like that. They used to roam the earth. Yeah. But I don't think anyone's physically capable of living if they're that tall. I think the tallest man on earth did have massive circulation problems. So, I mean, whether you want to say giants are a different species or whatever, but what they think it is it was more of a ceremonial sword that was used in the afterlife, you know, something that you're buried with for battling Oni, which are demons in Japanese, and Yurei, which are ghosts. Ooh. And then the sword was meant to reflect bad energy and bad juju.
Makes sense, bro.
But I thought that was incredible.
That is incredible. I maybe we've evolved. Who knows?
Maybe
we were once 20-foot people.
I think I think back in the day in Rome, say everybody on average was a lot shorter. Everyone used to be around 5 foot tall.
Oh, okay.
And because of like dietary stuff and I guess just general evolution, we've lost a lot of hair and we've gotten a lot taller.
Yeah.
And so. I think maybe back in the day when somebody just got a freak gene where they end up being 7 foot tall, they were like, oh, that's giant.
And apparently penis is getting bigger.
Bro, I was going to say that. It's gone up by like 2.4.
It's like 24%, bro.
24%. Hey, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's getting taller. Yeah. Everyone's getting less hair. Everyone's dick's getting bigger.
Everyone's getting lengthier. Ugh.
Nice.
And on that note, guys.
I think that's a really positive one to round off on.
You guys are beautiful. You're the best thing that has happened to us.
You inspire me.
You inspire us.
You're my reason for getting up in the morning.
You are. 100%.
You are a sunflower in a field of daisies.
Exactly. Exactly that, bro. Couldn't have said it better.
If you've enjoyed this week's episode, say one of those things to somebody.
Yeah, man.
Compliment someone.
Yeah. Like, share, subscribe, all of that sort of jazz. Yeah. But... Yeah, so, like, yeah, shout out some love to people, man.
Yeah, spread the good vibes.
Yeah. Peace and love, people.
Peace.
See you next week. Peace.
Peace.